Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Okay, Steve is going to be bold and share his story. He's a little uncomfortable with this, and for good reason. Tell everybody what's going on.
I don't know how to tell my wife the truth. I don't want any more kids.
You should just tell her that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's easier said than done. I mean, she's the kind of woman who, you know, was born to be a mom, but she's literally truly a monster when she's pregnant. And I'm not trying to be rude, and I'm not trying to be sexist, because I do realize there are hormones that are going on while, you know, caring for a child. But I've never heard of someone being as crazy as my wife.
Mm, see, monster and crazy are probably two words you shouldn't use when describing a pregnant woman.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, I feel like the Twin Cities collectively is like, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, but it's like, she instantly turned into somebody else. And I'm not even kidding. Like, she tried to punch our, like, her delivery nurse because she wasn't, like, sticking to the birth plan, you know. And, like, needless to say, we got a new nurse, but it wasn't just the emotions, you know, in the delivery room. Like, basically, right from when she found out she was pregnant, she just got mean.
Oh.
Yeah.
It happens that way to some women, though. You can't help it.
Oh, my gosh. I've never heard of anybody trying to punch a nurse in the delivery room.
Yeah, it's like, that was just one of the examples. Like, she expected me to do everything. Like, and she laid around every day for months. Like, she said she needed help around the house. So I hired somebody to come in and clean once a week. And, like, she was so rude. And, like, we went through three different cleaning companies. They kept quitting on us. She yelled at my mother three times. You know, she was rude to servers. Just the list goes on and on.
Do you love her?
I adore my wife and our baby girl. But, you know, I can't. I don't know if I can live through another pregnancy.
So she's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and she wants a second?
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, she's been talking about wanting to start trying for number two.
Does she realize what she's like when she's pregnant, or is it just like amnesia? No idea. What do you mean?
I mean, I'd have to think that she knows what she's doing. Like, when you punch somebody, there's a result to it. You know, like, I would have to feel like she's aware. I'm just super nervous. And, like, am I being selfish that I don't want to do it again? Like, it just seems like it would be easier to, like, sneak a vasectomy and without telling my wife.
Oh, boy.
Here's a text. I'm a guy, and even I know that your body does not react the same during a second pregnancy. But sit her down and tell her, even if half joking, that she was really mean, and you're worried about that. I would be worried about postpartum depression.
Oh, I mean, right? Sit somebody down and go, you were really mean.
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way.
I say try it once more. Each pregnancy is different. Maybe she won't be like this the second time around. I was different every time, and I had 8 children. Oh.
Dang, but I bet 2 of them were sort of similar. I mean, you never know. What if she's the same again?
8 children.
Oh, good Lord.
Can you did you deliver your 8th one on your own? You just reached down and, yep, I'm good. There it is.
She's here.
Like, you're probably such a pro at that point.
Yep.
There's nothing. You could probably do it in the car on the way to the house. You know what? I'll just deliver it right now.
Screw just right at home.
Yeah.
I mean, good for you. 8 pregnancies. You are superwoman.
We have Ty on the phone from Richfield. What's your advice on Live Them or List Them?
Yes, I feel that he really hasn't had that tough conversation with her about how she was during that pregnancy. And I think he just needs to be straight up with her and have that conversation and say, like, listen, you were really kind of a bee. And I don't know if I could deal with that again, and just kind of be truthful with her.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. What an intense conversation to have. And I'm sure she'll take it so well.
Oh, so well.
I'm sorry. Say that again. What was I the first time around? Nothing. You were an angel.
Yeah. Well, I was carrying your baby.
Ooh. Boy, it turns around fast, doesn't it? We both wanted the kid. And then it's like, I was carrying your child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Ty. Appreciate the call. This woman is leaning into her pregnancy to be a bee. Don't let her get a pass.
I mean, I have heard of people being like, oh, I'm tired. I can't do anything. Like, but I've never heard of just such a swing in personality.
Right. My boss's daughter goes full psycho during pregnancy. Oh, man. That's hard to hear.
Oh, yeah. But
I mean, if you do have this conversation and you say, hey, look, you're a different person. I'm not saying I don't love you or anything right. like that. It's just you're not the best version of yourself. And I think we should talk to maybe an endocrinologist, or maybe your gynecologist can offer an obstetrician. I don't know. I don't right. know lady doctors. but maybe one of them can help you and give you something so that you don't deal with these mood swings.
Because when you're acting like that and you're having, you know, those moments, you probably don't realize you're doing them.
Right.
And that's, I mean, that's part of the problem. And the end, of course, is a lovely thing. The end is when you get a baby. Mm-hmm. But is it, as that, I mean, I feel sorry for him. That's 10 months.
Yep. Have a courageous conversation.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely will. You will need that.
But what are you not going to do? You're not going to go sneak a vasectomy so you don't have to have a baby with your mean wife.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
For as scary as she sounds, that might be his only option.
He sounds very, very scared.
Oh, well, good luck with that.